So back it was to practice for a couple of weeks, getting ready for the next tournament. Coach Plunkett was always coming up with some great drills, whether it was lightning games or you name it. Lots of fun. And Johnny Lokes just loved to run. I think we all had a great tournament. I don't know. Coach Sullivan, he spent the next few weeks just working on that gate, shuffling you guys along there. Not bad. And then there was one of the new kids on the block, Kerry Gillis. He improved every day, right before our eyes. He gave it his all, every game and every practice. He didn't know where we played next. He just wanted to play. I remember him asking Plunk. Where do we go? Well, Kerry, I'll tell you where it was. It was off to Guelph and the Guelph Royal City Lacrosse Classic. So we arrive in Guelph, and the Peterborough Lakers organization virtually takes over the Cambridge Comfort Inn. It was a great weekend. Lots of familiar faces around the hotel. And we meet the Guelph Royals in the first game. 10-0. A 10-0 victory for the Lakers. Robbie Kane with the shutout and three assists. What a game. What a game. Robbie, you are spectacular. What do you say to that? Hey, that's confidence. You gotta love that in a goalie. So 10-0. I guess we must have had all cylinders firing that day. Sully must have his act together.
I guarantee you next week you'll stay back, because every guy up here is going to cost $500.
Oh, come on, boys. Figure it out. One, two, three, one, whatever. Taking a look now at the highlight film. Jamie Plunkett, 2 goals, 2 assists. Both of those goals coming on breakaways. In fact, he had 3 breakaways. But I know you're ever the perfectionist, Jamie, and maybe you weren't too pleased with that. What'd your dad have to say about that? Ain't bad. It's great, especially for somebody who we had stuck in the nets for 3 years. We've got the video evidence of one of those goals. Let's check it out.
Coast to coast.
Oh, yes! Hello!
More tenacious checking to steal the ball, no doubt. And we had another big performance from one of the members of the Fabulous Five, those Ontario Championship takes from last year. Who do we have? We had Tyler, Aaron, Greg, Josh, and John. But Greg McIntyre kicked it in gear. Goal and an assist. Guelph had a lot of trouble defending him. Let's check out the video.
Catches the ball. They know that, you know, he's a threat to go all the way and a big runner. They're going to bring a whole bunch of defensive guys. Everyone.
They did what they could, Mac, but they just couldn't stop you. Mac, I remember way back in May you came to me and you said, Coach, I've set my goals for the season. We discussed them at length, and then I just said, Mac, go out and do it. Well, now let's share with the audience just what your goal is.
Rolling Stone. Wanna see my picture on the cover. Rolling Stone. Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother. Stone. Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Excellent idea, Mac. Hey, that was a special request. Mac wanted that one again this year. Another great performance was turned in by Scotty Eldridge. You know, Scotty, he's proven he can put the ball in the net. 3 goals, 4 assists in that first tournament. But then he comes to Guelph and just plays a great game at both ends of the floor. He got knocked down once. I'm telling you, I don't know, you just must have made your mind up, did you, Scotty?
I'm gonna take it like a man.
You certainly did. You bounced right back up, but you were sure dishing out more than you were taking. Just one more example of what Mr. Plunkett has always asked of you guys, to be a two-way player. And you certainly are, Scooter. So after the game, Mr. Plunkett gives you the pep talk about how to behave at the hotel, what to do, what not to do, and so on.
Don't shake, just balance on the fence. Don't answer, don't ask, don't try and make sense.
It's not making any sense to me.
Don't whisper, don't talk, don't run if you can walk, don't cheat, don't
I don't know, Plunk. That's a lot of rules. Holy crumb. And they all behave very well, not only this weekend, but all season long. We're proud of all of you, boys. So our next game finds us matched up against the Kitchener Braves. And after one period of play, the score, the Kitchener Braves 3, the Peterborough Lakers 1.
Wow, let's take a look at what was going on in that first period.
I got 50.
I got 76.
No,
you got 45.
Who's got 30?
I got 45.
I got him. I got that guy.
Okay, all set.
Hey, who's got 45?
I thought you had 45.
I've got 76.
I've got 57.
Who's got 48?
I've got 48.
I got 88.
Time out.
But of course, Plunk remained calm throughout. Let's take a look.
Watch the screen! Watch the reversal!
Watch your fake! Peters! Nelson!
Always
watch
calm.
Your fake! Watch your fake!
Watch your pass! Watch your pass!
Watch the play action pass!
Watch your fake!
Pass! Screen! Flea flicker!
Watch your dog!
Watch everything!
Hey, with leadership like that, how could we go wrong? But as we are known to do, we came back like gangbusters. Final score 7-3. And scoring his first of 5 hat-tricks over the season, the Mabster, Mabalakila, Mabby, the Mabinator, Moana Gunze. Mab, you could always put that ball in the net, but you do it with flair.
That's what they want, little dipsy-doo, jamaroo!
Dipsy-doo is right. That says it all, Mab. Mab, you got the 3 that game, but boy, if my memory serves me correctly, you had numerous chances at that net. Just couldn't quite tuck them all in. Could have had 10. What were you saying to yourself out there?
Oh, did I miss again?
I think so. There's another one. Crossbar. Goalpost. Just teasing, Mab. And a big performance turned in by, I think, the most tenacious checker on the team, a member of the 92 Ontario Champ Tykes, Josh Wasson McQuigg. A great offensive and defensive performance this day. Wass, now it seems like you've got your stick in your hand all the time. You're always thinking, talking lacrosse. It's in your blood. Do you think about lacrosse very much?
I guess I'd have to say every second, every minute, every hour of every day.
And I believe it. I believe it, Wass. But talk about a guy who can give a hit, take a hit, cut through the middle. And speaking of cutting through the middle, I've got some of that on the video here. Just a second.
Dave's timing is pretty good tonight, and especially on those slants. They have to be good because you have to hit a slant between defensive guys. And we saw it early where he did it with a little plate pass.
Oh, yeah, he did it beautifully that night. So it was back to the hotel. Boy, they did a nice job for us. Beautiful facility. Nice breakfast in the morning and so on. They had the swimming pool and the hospitality room. Parties during the evening. Good parties during the evening. And I want to ask, hey, you over there, you were at the Friday night party. How did your Saturday begin?
When you wake up in the morning and the light has hurt your head, the first thing you do when you get up out of bed is hit that street surrounding and try to meet the masses. Get yourself some cheap sunglasses. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, once again, we found ourselves in the tournament final, this time against Whitby 2. The great thing about having a team as we had this year is the depth, the balance. Each game, it seemed a different guy came to the front and played a great game. This time, Tyler Sullivan, member of the 92 Ontario Champs, made some great hits, did some great checking, and scored a big goal. I can still remember the move he put on that Whitby defender and the goalie.
Oh, little shelter!
You had to see it, gang. Sully was just up for this tournament, plain and simple. I ran into him Saturday night around the hotel. He could have played 3 more games Saturday night. Well, you were still revved up Sunday, and that was the main thing. But the Lakers went on to a 9-0 victory. Well, 9-0, what does that tell you? Cole Murray. Great job between the pipes. Cole Murray, always the big smile on the face. And Cole, you look just so comfortable in that all the time. What does it feel like when you head into the pipes and you have the whole team counting on you? What's that, Cole? Oh my God, it's gotten to him. Gotten to him, guys. Ah, you handle it very well, Cole. Under pressure. We've got a little video here of Cole in the pipes. A little play-by-play. Get down. Get up. Get on up. Get down. Get up. Get on up. Get down. Get. Great save. Nice save. Here he's got. Cole, you've got a rhythm of your own. Another fine performance was turned in by number 14, Mike Self. 2 goals and 1 assist. Mike playing with what seems a lot more confidence out there this year.
Has worked in the off season at getting bigger. He's done that. I mean, he's lifted weights. He said, you know, he had the bad shoulder last year, so he started working on his upper body to get that shoulder, then get the arm strong for straight arming. Then he worked on the legs and stuff. But he has a little arm going there now. He got a little pumped up look now. See that when the bigger arms they get, the shorter their sleeves get.
That's close to a lot of arm.
Mike, I think you get those long arms from carrying that great big boom box around with you that you bring to all the games. Getting the tunes ready for all the guys. What kind of music do the guys like? Well, rock they did. The Lakers came through. A couple of goals from Jamie Plunkett, a couple from Johnny Lauchs, also member of last year's championship team. And let's just check to see how the Mabster did. Actually, Mab, you missed every single time that game, but that was the only game in the entire season that you were held scoreless. That means you played awfully well all year long, Mab, and rightly so earned the Most Valuable Player Award. Congratulations, Mab. So away we came from the Guelph Classic with all the hardware. Well, this is getting to be fairly routine. I'm not sure if everybody noticed, but I did that whole section without making any reference to mustard.
Oh, dang me, they'll take a rope and hang me.
Just teasing. Hey, Jamie, any idea where that mustard came from? But I believe some of the older hotel guests gave the rest of us a bad name that weekend. I can just imagine what the hotel management would like to say to them.
And don't come back.
Enough said. So anyway, the boys right now are 2 for 2. Laker Classic, Guelph Classic, and getting just a little bit cocky.